Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Bleu. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Hiney Maynish. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Lou Bleu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bleu hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bleu for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst takes first base on ball four. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein takes first base on ball four. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryan moves to second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves bunts towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and has Oliver trapped. There's the throw to Hale and over to Melillo, who tags Oliver for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Russ Skarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Skarrett hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Sweeney steals second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heving is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards third. Reeves catches it and throws to first to double up Schult. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mannion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowder for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Scarrett takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scarrett moves to third. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rhein hits a line drive into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 2 in the game. McFadden bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McFadden for the out. Hebbing moves to second. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hebbing scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Kress reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Durst takes first base on ball 4. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Skerritt strikes out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durst moves to third. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durst scores. Sweeney moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hebbing hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-2 in the game. Gulick strikes out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mannion moves to second. Red Badgerow pinch hits for General Crowder. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mannion moves to third. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Red Badgerow. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mannion scores. McNeely moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive towards short. Rein catches it and throws to second to double up McNeely. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Collins now pitching. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. McFadden reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliver bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. McFadden moves to third. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Collins, and towards Melillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McFadden. Kress moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.